Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and I'm doing the podcast on my own this week. I'd like to talk about Russia's response, or Russian President Vladimir Putin's response, I guess, to the protests in Georgia that have been happening over the past several days. Now, the background of this is that a Russian Duma deputy, a communist, actually, spoke at a meeting of Orthodox Christians in Tbilisi late last week, and he's a communist deputy, but a member of an Orthodox group. And he, during his appearance at the at this conference in Georgia, he sat in the Georgian Parliament Speaker's chair. So that was clearly a symbolic, you know, something that kind of to many in Georgia, I think, you know, gave a bad impression. You know, this is a country that there was a war with Russia in 2008. Russian forces came in deep into Georgia, and of course they're still there in the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So you know that struck a chord certainly in Georgia, and these protests began. A lot of the demands of the protesters have little to do with Russia, and they're talking about the interior minister out, and the parliament speaker already has resigned. And also today, I believe the leader of Georgian Dream, Ivanishvili in Georgia, gave in to another made another concession and agreed to having elections done the way the protesters want. So that's happening in Georgia. But meanwhile, after the first night of protests that turned violent with a violent police response, Putin decreed an end to or the suspension of flights of Russian air carriers to Georgia, and then also Russia is banning flights of Georgian air carriers. So essentially, as of July 8th, as it stands now, it will be Russians will be unable to fly to Georgia directly. So they'll have to, if they want to go, they'll have to get in other ways. And Putin also said that I think he asked the Russian Foreign Ministry to expedite or try to get Russians who are in Georgia out. Now, this, it's obviously there was quite, I think, a lot of raised eyebrows at this response. You know, he said it's needed for, you know, to protect Russian citizens, of course. You know, a lot of people think the aim is to essentially punish Georgia. There are a lot of Russian tourists in Georgia over recent years. You know, relations between the two countries are very tense still, but but that's more the government's and Georgia's a popular place for Russians. It's nearby. You know, it's cheap. It's obviously it's Georgia, so. There are things to do. What the figures I've seen are that tourism accounted for 7.6% of Georgia's GDP last year, and more than 1.4 million Russians visited Georgia. That's in 2018. So, you know, I think so obviously Putin's trying to hit at that, you know, punish Georgia economically. And now I think there's talk about, you know, maybe restrictions on Georgian wine or food or water, that sort of thing. But I don't think that's actually happened yet. So we'll see. But I mean, a couple of points here. I think a lot of people in Russia, you know, opponents of the government and others are saying that, well, this is really, you know, it's going to hit at Russians more than at Georgia, or at least in addition to hitting at Georgia. One thing is the publication The Bell said this will cost Russian air carriers 3 billion rubles. And then also about 155,000 Russians will have to return their tickets that they already had. I mean, as I said, the decree takes effect July 8th. And I think the Kremlin did that because, you know, some people will still be able to go, and many of the tours that are booked would still go ahead. But as of July 8th, no. And obviously that's, you know, most of the summer if this ban remains in place. So it obviously would hit at Russian, you know, tour companies and airlines. But I mean, I think the bigger thing that people are talking about is, you know, how is this going to? It's kind of like, is this really a proportionate response? And what does it say about Putin's methods or the Russian government's methods of fighting this kind of battle? Obviously, it will, make Georgians more angry or more critical of Russia. I mean, you're having, and that's part of the point. But also, I think, some people are saying, well, that it's kind of like the bombing Voronezh, as they say, where Russia. Or the Kremlin tries to punish a foreign country for something it's done, but ends up hitting its own people, Russian people. In this case, obviously, the people who want to travel to Georgia, and it's also, you talk about soft power. This is the kind of thing. Relations, a lot of people are saying relations will be. They're improved by people-to-people contacts, tourism, travel, studying. So, this is the kind of thing that, critics are saying, like, is he kind of reaching into the wrong arsenal or the wrong kind of arsenal of tools to deal with this this problem? And you're seeing, I think, a lot. It's interesting because the protests obviously are, in some ways, in Georgia, anti-Russian, but you have, a lot of the signs are about Putin, and some of them are about the war in 2008 when Russian forces came in, and about the Russian actions in Ukraine. So I think, I'm not there, but I think there's a lot of the protest in Georgia or the anger is focused on the Russian government rather than, as what it's doing now and also the war in the past. As opposed to being focused against Russian people themselves, I think that's one thing. It's hopefully it remains a smaller level. It's kind of along the lines of, I think people are thinking that Putin is going to push Georgia away more by doing this kind of thing, and also dissatisfied people in Russia who wanted to travel to Georgia. Navalny, of course, Alexei Navalny, one of Putin's biggest critics, says straight out that, well, Putin is punishing Russians. So, I think there's it's interesting that he's taking this tack. Of course, the Kremlin does say that, ban will be lifted once things are safe again. I'm not going to comment on whether things are safe. I mean, obviously I'm not there, but it'll be interesting to see when and if the ban is lifted, because I mean, obviously it hasn't even taken effect yet and you have a couple weeks. Protests are still continuing, so we'll see what happens with that. That might affect the situation, but obviously I think lifting the ban very quickly, or especially before it has taken effect, it would be a little hard for Putin to do without looking like he overreacted in the first place. So in my opinion, we're going to see this ban in place for some time at least. And of course, one of the aims might be to get fewer Russians actually to travel to Georgia. If you want to think about, if you want people to stay in Russia for vacation or, go to a country that whose government is friendlier, this may be some way to do that. I don't know whether that's at play here, but, it could be a factor. So, yeah, again, you know, again, we'll see how things develop in Russia, in Georgia, rather. And obviously that will be a that will have some influence on how long this flight ban stays in place and how things develop further. Okay, that's it for today. I'll be back next Monday to take a look again at the week ahead in Russia. Meanwhile, on Friday, please have a look at my newsletter, The Week in Russia. Thank you.